Could we just list those illusions here?
Yeah. The 10 illusions of humans are need exists, failure exists, disunity exists, insufficiency exists, requirement exists, judgment exists, condemnation exists, conditionality exists, superiority exists, ignorance exists. Once you understand these illusions, you understand a great deal about life and how it works, as well as how to make it work. For instance, it's from the dual illusions of insufficiency and disunity that your economy emerges. The idea that there is not enough of what humans need to be happy, and the idea that human beings are separate from each other, form the basis of your entire economic model. The new spirituality will provide you with a new basis for your economic model, essentially, a new reason to do business. No longer will it be the purpose of your economy to generate profit.
Well, what will its purpose be?
To generate wealth.
Well, now, there's an improvement.
It is, actually.
Doesn't look like it to me.
I've got more to say here.
Excuse me. Go on.
Presently on your planet, wealth is defined as possessions and power. The old spirituality encourages you to have dominion over the earth. You have interpreted this to mean domination. And so you have imagined that ownership of or power over people, places, and things is an asset or part of what you have called wealth. In the days of the new spirituality, wealth will be defined not as possessions and power, but as access and happiness.
I'm not sure I understand.
We're talking here about use of, rather than ownership of, the stuff of life. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you need a vacuum cleaner?
I beg your pardon?
Do you feel that you need a vacuum cleaner in order to be happy?
Well, I'm not sure about the word need here, but I sure do like to have one. Makes cleaning the carpets a lot easier.
Indeed. And do you need a washing machine?
Well, I want to give you the same answer. I'm not sure about need, but it sure makes doing the laundry a lot easier.
Indeed it does. And yet you do understand that half the world's people get through life without either of these things, yes?
Yes, I understand that. It's just a matter of convenience, that's all. Those of us living in the wealthier nations have these things as a convenience. They save us time.
And time is money.
Well, yes, I guess so. I mean, that's what they say.
That's an interesting economy you have there.
Well, it's just a saying.
But wouldn't it be nice if that kind of time could be saved for everyone?
That would be nice, yes, but I don't see how that could happen. Not anytime soon, anyway. Not before we can grow the worldwide economy enough so that everyone on the planet can afford those things.
Now, what if I told you of a way that many, many more people on your planet could afford a vacuum cleaner and a washing machine without having to wait one day for you to grow the economy? In fact, what if the answer was not to grow the economy at all, but to reduce it?
I'd want to know how that could be accomplished.
What would happen if four families living in immediate proximity to each other decided to share one vacuum cleaner? Do you think their carpets would be any less clean?
Well, not if they cooperated with each other and set up a workable schedule for use of the vacuum. I guess with just a little bit of cooperation, I would think it wouldn't make any difference at all.
Good. Now, if the four families living in close proximity each owned their own vacuum cleaner, but agreed among themselves that when it was time to replace it, they would hold off and share each other's vacuum cleaner until they were all down to one. What do you think might be done with the three remaining vacuum cleaners that had been manufactured to meet the former demand?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Could not that manufacturing surplus be used to supply vacuums for 12 other families if they shared them in the same way? And with all the families in a group of four sharing the cost of just one machine, wouldn't that make the vacuum 75% more affordable?
Well, yes. I see that it would.
Right now, many humans are paying an enormous amount of money to own and hold things, most of which they use a tiny fraction of the time that they own it.
Well, in the consumer-oriented society of the Western world, everyone is trained to think that they have to have their own personal copy of everything. But in some of the less wealthy regions of the world...
Read that, two-thirds of the world.
Yes, in two-thirds of the world, four families would be grateful beyond measure to be able to have the use of one vacuum cleaner between them, or one washing machine, or one car.